You know those moments when your life shifts and you think, I will definitely, without a doubt, continue to love and appreciate and connect with all of these cool people I have spent so many years with, despite the fact that our lives are changing a great deal right now? And then instead, you might as well unfriend them on Facebook because you ain't never gonna see that dude again in your whole life. Well, Andy, Maya, and I had somehow, thus far, managed to avoid that fate. Maya and I had done it by occupying the same 400 square feet. Andy, on the other hand, lived across town from us, and we didn't even know him until junior year. Maya and I, by that point, were taking most of the same classes because, well, we really liked each other a lot. We were obviously going to be in the same group whenever there was a group project. But Professor Kennedy was dividing us up into groups of three, which meant a random third wheel. Somehow, we got stuck with Andy. Or probably from his perspective, he got stuck with us. I knew who Andy was. I had formed a vague impression of him that was mostly, that guy sure is more confident than he has any right to be. He was skinny and awkward with printer paper pale skin. I assume he began his haircuts by asking the stylist to make it look like he had never received a haircut. But he was always primed for some quip, and for the most part, those quips were either funny or insightful. The project was a full brand treatment for a fictional product. Packaging was optional, but we needed several logo options and a style guide, which is like a little book that tells everyone how the brand should be presented and what fonts and colors are to be used in what situations. It was more or less a given that we would be doing this for some hip and groovy fictional company that makes ethical fair trade jeans with completely useless pockets or something. Actually, it was almost always a fictional brewery because we're college students. We're paying a lot of money to cultivate our taste in beer and be snobby about it. And I'm sure that's the direction Maya and I would have gone in. But Andy was intolerably stubborn and somehow convinced us both that we would be building the visual identity of Bubble Bum, a butt-flavored bubble gum. At first, his arguments were silly, that we weren't going to be doing fancy cool shit when we graduated, so we might as well not take the project so seriously. But he convinced us when he got serious. Look, guys, he said. It's easy to make something cool look cool. That's why everyone picks cool things. Ultimately, though, cool is always going to be boring. What if we can make something dumb look amazing? Something unmarketable, awesome. That's a real challenge. That takes real skill. Let's show real skill. I remember this pretty clearly because it was when I realized there was more to Andy. By the end of the project, I couldn't help feeling a little superior to the rest of our classmates, taking their skinny jeans and craft breweries so seriously. And the final product did look great. Andy was, and I had known this but not really filed it as important, an extremely talented illustrator, and with Maya's hand lettering skills and my color palette work, it did end up looking pretty great. So that's how Maya and I met Andy. And thank God we did. Frankly, we needed a third wheel to even out the intensity of the early part of our relationship. After the Bubble Bum project, which Kennedy loved so much he put it on the class website, we became a bit of a trio. We even worked on some freelance projects together. And occasionally Andy would come over to our apartment and force us to play board games. And then we'd just spend the evening talking about politics or dreams or anxieties. The fact that he was obviously a little bit in love with me never really bothered any of us because he knew I was taken. And, well, I don't think Maya saw him as a threat. Somehow our dynamic hadn't fractured after graduation, and we kept hanging out with funny, weird, smart, stupid Andy Scamped, who I was now calling at 3 o'clock in the morning.